The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chryst. Wisconsin has a bye this week before hosting Nebraska on October 6th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, just trying to make sure that we do a good job of taking advantage of this bye week. And, you know, we've got our non-conference is done and one conference game, and so come back and got a big stretch ahead of us. So we got to be productive this week.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Leo.
Coach, you spent most of your life in the Big Ten coaching. What is the biggest challenge that playing in the Big Ten has to offer that the other five power conferences don't have to deal with?
Boy, that's a tough one, because, you know, I struggle on answering that one. Is that, like, I was in the Pac-10 for 4 years and ACC, but those were at different times, you know, than now. And so I think each conference has its own kind of uniqueness to it. And yet I think throughout my experiences in those, they're similar. So I don't know off the top of my head that this is the one difference or unique challenge that the Big Ten faces that no one else does. So I don't know if I got a good answer for you on that one.
Thank you, Coach. Enjoy the bye week.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.
Hey, Paul, just wondering, when you had a chance to review Alex in the game on Saturday night, what were some of the things that stood out most to you about his performance?
I thought he had really good kind of feel for playing the game, you know, in the situations. Kind of thought he saw the field well, and not that he was perfect by any means, but I thought he played the game really well.
And I know you've been around a lot of quarterbacks, but what, as far as how he approaches like a late game situation like you guys had, is there anything unique about that? Just how he approaches that type of situation with you guys trying to rally there late?
You know, I think it's unique because each player is unique of the ones I've had. I mean, they're all a little bit different. I think they're all, I've been lucky. I think they've all stayed within their own personality, right? That would be you'd be nervous if they got out of who they were. So I don't think that, you know, Alex does anything. I think he looks, you know, I don't want to say he looks forward to him. I don't think he wants to, but he doesn't shy from those situations. And, but I think all the ones I've had, especially the good ones, you know, they play within their own personality. And I think he's, you know, he's done a good job and is growing in that area.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks.